Shabbat Shalom. Today's parasha is entitled Shemini, meaning the eighth, and covers Leviticus chapters 9 through 11. In chapter 9, Aaron and his sons have completed their 7-day ordination and are now officially priests and begin their service to Adonai. They offer the commanded sacrifices, and God is pleased. And he shows this by offering and showing his glory to the people, by consuming the fire, or the offering, with fire. The people shout for joy and fall face down in worship. But what started off so well turned bad. Not long after this, Aaron's sons, Nadav and Abihu, took their censers and went into the tent of meeting and decided to improvise. What were they thinking? What had been required of them was done. What would possess Aaron's sons, those anointed to be our mediators, to try and come before a holy God in an unauthorized time and manner? A few verses later, we read the commandment concerning prohibition for priests from drinking any alcohol before entering the tent of meeting. This suggests what may have happened with Aaron's sons. Drunkenness removes normal inhibitions, allowing the darkness, the darkest things in man's heart, to come to the surface. While wine can make joyful the heart of man, it can also be his downfall. And offering what scriptures call strange fire, Aaron's sons showed that they did not give God the reverence and esteem he deserves. After they offered their fire, God then sent his fire from heaven and consumed them both. This demonstrated to our people that we must not approach the living God in a cavalier way. He is our Lord and Master. There is a powerful lesson in this parasha that God is infinitely higher than us and not to be trifled with or disrespected. After Aaron's sons died, Moses said to Aaron, "It is what the Lord spoke, saying, 'By those who come near me, I will be treated as holy. And before all the people, I will be honored.' So Aaron, therefore, kept silent." This verse is so profound. To some people, the death of these two men may appear extreme and without reason. But this verse explains the matter clearly. It was to prevent others from following their example and experiencing God's wrath. Moses then gives instructions to carry the bodies of their bodies by their cousins outside the camp, away from the sanctuary. So terrible was the sin of Nadav and Abihu that Moses warns Aaron and his sons, Eleazar and Ithamar, not even to mourn them. We shouldn't think that Adonai lacks compassion. In fact, he knows the deepest sorrows of our hearts. And Yeshua's own suffering proves this. The difference here is that Aaron's sons were in a place of high honor and responsibility, yet they showed contempt and a prideful attitude. The Lord had to make clear to Israel and to us today that if we try to do things in our own way, it will lead to destruction. We cannot come to an infinitely holy God on our own terms. Like yeast in a batch of dough that causes it to rise, a little sin, just a little disrespect or irreverence toward God, will also spread. It will become a deadly infection among not just the Jewish people, but all peoples everywhere. After this, the Lord instructed Moses and Aaron which animals were to be considered clean or kosher, fit to eat. At that time in Israel's history, eating foods God deemed to be clean taught us how to make distinctions between what wasn't and what was holy. In the context of the new covenant, we ourselves have been made kosher, fit in the sight of God through Messiah Yeshua. He provided the final covering for our sin and uncleanness. Following a kosher or biblical diet is no longer a prerequisite to enter heaven, but it should be seen as a beneficial way of living, a way to honor God with what we eat. Dietary laws were never meant to save us. Yeshua made it so that we can approach God no matter what we eat, whether we are Jew or Gentile. One lesson from today's parasha is that we must be careful not to reinterpret God's instructions. We must not twist God's word to make it say something it does not. We must not be like Nadab and Abihu, making things up as we see fit. And look at what it cost them. And they are not alone. Consider also the consequences for the others who violated Ananias' commands. People like Achan and Uzzah, Ananias and Sapphira, whose disobedience also led to death. Things never go well when we disobey or reinterpret Creator's instructions. It would be akin to the builders of a large steel bridge ignoring the engineers, design specs, and just winging it. Would you want to drive across that bridge? And look at the widespread disease and the breakdown of the family that has resulted from our disregard of God's guidelines for sexual relationships. Our human nature causes us to want everything as comfortable as possible. But the purpose of God's word is to make us holy, not comfortable. When we reinterpret Scripture to suit our comfort, we sin against God and we are actually hurting ourselves. Let's learn this painful lesson of disobedience from these examples and strive to be obedient sons and daughters of the Most High. Thank you.